live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. And now that the football season is over, officially, guess what season it is? It's tax season. And we have just the right people to talk about it today. We have our old buddy, Brian Watson. He is a criminal investigator, special agent with the Internal Revenue Service. And Kathleen Neary is the public information officer for the IRS based in Phoenix. They will be here talking for the entire show about tax matters that matter to you and to me. So if you want to get some notes ready, you might want to take those and make the right decisions for your taxes this year. Well, yes, the Super Bowl is over. The official score was Patriots 13, Maroon 5, Rams 3. So, a lot of people I know watch the Super Bowl primarily for the commercials, because a lot of companies, this is their great big world stage, 90 million people watching, make it worth that $5 million. $250,000 it cost for 30 seconds of airtime. Some of them were really good. For instance, the Stella Artois beer commercial, which showed Sarah Jessica Parker coming in to a nice restaurant, and instead of ordering a Cosmo like her character from Sex and the City, she orders a bottle of the advertiser's beer, which, of course, drives the whole restaurant crazy. Then Jeff Bridges, the dude from The Big Lebowski, comes in, and instead of ordering a White Russian, he orders that beer, too. And then perhaps the biggest surprise of all, sitting at the end of the bar, the most interesting man in the world. And instead of ordering a Dos Equis, Jonathan Goldschmidt, or Goldsmith, orders a Stella Artois. Very clever marketing. On the other hand, there is Burger King. Who in the world is going to go out and buy more Burger King burgers because they came up with a 45-year-old image of Andy Warhol and doctored it up to make it look like he was eating a Burger King hamburger? You have to wonder some of these decisions that go on at the top of these ad agencies, and who at Burger King approved it? I mean, these are some seriously strange commercials, and it seems to me a big waste of over $5 million, you know, for only 30 seconds of airtime. Then again, if you're Anheuser-Busch, is it really that important to push no corn syrup and wind power for beer drinkers? Strange questions. Well, we will deal with those at another time, but we've got taxes to talk about, and we've got Brian Watson and Kathleen Neary stepping in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Start it up. Keep it up. That's the way the world works. So when you just need it to work, Batteries Plus Bulbs backs you up with your neighborhood's largest selection of batteries plus bulbs, plus phone repair, plus key fobs, to do everything we can to power your cars, phones, watches, motorcycles, boats, flashlights, golf carts, lawnmowers, and light your homes. Finding and fixing with the know-how you need right now. Power up at your local Batteries Plus Bulb store or at batteriesplus.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:07. It's tax season, the favorite season of Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson, right, guys?
That's right.
Welcome to the show. Kathleen, our listeners are not familiar with you. We have talked for the last several years with Brian Watson and Bill Brunson, who is now retired. Give us a little bit of background for our listeners.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on. I'm a special agent with the IRS Criminal Investigation Division. And so during this time of year, we like to reach out to the public, kind of warn people about the IRS scam and other frauds that might be going on, and just encourage people to file early and as accurately as possible.
Now, both you and Brian are criminal investigators and public information officers, right?
That is correct.
And I understand that you guys were kind of put out of work for a little while, weren't you?
Well, technically, Brian and I were deemed essential as part of criminal investigation, so we were working. We didn't get a vacation, but eventually we did get paid. So,
well, that's the good news. Now, let me ask you this, because so many other people, I assume, support staff may have been laid off for a month or so. Does that create an incredible workload when you guys come back to work?
Well, that was the problem. Tax season opened up on January 28th. And the IRS put out a press release saying, don't call right away. If you can, go to irs.gov. Because if you think about it, all those people that had tax questions after Christmas to the end of the shutdown, all those questions were just piling up. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we went back to normal, everyone tried calling the 800 number and with questions. So things like that happened. And then, for instance, like Kathleen and I were trying to do work over during the shutdown.
Yeah.
And we'd reach out to our counterparts in collection and exam, the auditors and the revenue officers, and they weren't around. So there were a lot of things we couldn't do, and we weren't allowed to do outreach. Like, I was supposed to come up here and be on your show, and we weren't allowed to do that. We had to focus on our case-related stuff.
Mm-hmm. And one of the great things that we've learned over the years, Kathleen, is that contrary to what the movies and TV shows tend to say about the IRS, as long as you work with the IRS and don't try and run away from things, they will work with you if you have a tax issue, correct?
That is definitely correct. Again, you know, we had a situation come up where an individual was asking us, well, I kind of got behind. I haven't filed. It's been a few years. Well, I don't know what to do. I'm just worried. The best thing to do is get with the tax preparer, get tax software, and file. Mm-hmm. The sooner you file and face it, the better it will be. And if it's a situation where you can't afford the tax liability, the IRS is very willing to work out a payment plan any way they can do it. The worst thing you can do is stick your head in the sand and hope it goes away.
It will not.
Not from the IRS.
I've told a story on the air before. Brian knows the story, that I got into a situation where I had 7 years of back taxes to pay. And I kept the IRS informed the whole way. Three or four times I couldn't make any payments, and I always let them know what's going on, and they could not possibly have been nicer. And I got the whole thing paid off. Of course, there was some interest involved, but nobody ever harassed me. Nobody threatened me. It was actually a pretty pleasant experience, if paying bills can be pleasant. But I think that's something more people need to know about. So right now, with everything being online and everything, you know, being on the internet, a lot of people are just going crazy getting things they think might be from the IRS, but they're not. What can you tell us about those?
Well, the biggest thing we're seeing, the biggest scam we've been seeing over the last couple of years is the phishing emails and text messages. The big thing to remember is we don't do that. We're old school. We're going to send you a letter to explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And people fall for these scams all the time because they're very enticing. You know, we had one, you know, anything they'll say, the criminals are smart. They'll send an email out saying, because of potential fraud on your account, we've locked your account. Please click on this link to get things back to normal. And you think, wow, the IRS is being proactive, finding fraud, and they're helping me. I should click on this link. No, we don't do that.
Yeah.
We don't send emails and text messages. If you get something like that, just delete it.
You know what? It's funny you bring that up because just last night, the NBC Nightly News said the town of Allentown, Pennsylvania, one of their staffers had clicked on an email link, and guess what? The whole city got knocked offline. All their services, everything, and all their accounts were locked by a scammer. It took over $1 million to get them back online.
Was it malware or ransomware?
It was malware.
Okay.
It was malware. It was a Trojan horse virus, yeah. And it knocked them offline. I mean, we're talking traffic signals, everything. And you talk about a mess. But the biggest thing, like you said, if you don't recognize who this is coming from and don't trust who it's coming from, don't click on any links, right?
Correct. And again, if you get an email or you get a reach out, a text or anything that says you have an issue with your IRS account, the best thing you can do is go to your local IRS office.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have people there, taxpayer services. The whole idea is, in fact, to go and help you with whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
And most locations nowadays, too, you can set an appointment. So instead of having to wait in line all day long at IRS to see someone, you can go to irs.gov, find your local office, request an appointment, and have a set time where you can go in and sit down with it. So if you have something of concern, email, just bring it to the actual office.
And as Brian has explained here on previous shows, one of the values of the IRS sending you a paper letter first is you have a reference number on that letter, right?
Absolutely. I got one. I got one a few years ago. I sold a house and I didn't send everything in I was supposed to send in. And I made a mistake and I get this letter. And when you work for the IRS and you get a letter from the IRS, your heart skips a beat because
yes.
It's one of the ways we can get fired.
Yeah.
And it scares us. And I open it up and I go, oh, what did I do? And it explained the situation. You sold your house. You didn't include this information. Here's the key. Gave me a chance to contest it. I made some copies from the escrow file, put them in an envelope, mailed it in. Everything was cleared within a month, and that's the way the system works.
Sure. And I understand that there is a tax transcript email scam?
Yeah, so you just mentioned the Trojan horse. This is a malware scheme, and the email will come to you, and it makes reference to tax transcripts, and there's actually an attachment where you open it. And it's once again, it's very enticing. These criminals practice these things. They use the ones that work. And this tax transcripts, this filing season, maybe I should open it. People open it, and it causes malware. And if you're at a business, it's going to spread everywhere. Like you said, if it happens in a city or a municipality, it's going to spread everywhere. So don't do that. And if you're an employer, you got to train your employees not to open these things.
And if you wonder why people send these things out, these scammers, all it takes is one or two people to bite, and it pays for whatever it costs them, right?
It's definitely a numbers game. As long as they keep getting a hit, they'll keep trying to do it.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference between we hear about a phishing attack and a spear phishing attack? What's the differences?
So the main difference is a phishing attack might be they mimic your bank account or the IRS logo and send it out to any email they can find in order to solicit responses or clicks on their links. A spear phishing account is where it's targeted. So what we're seeing, especially with the data breaches, is someone, say, in HR is being targeted, and they're mimicking an email or a link that looks like it's coming from internal or maybe from the corporate office and saying, I need you in HR to send me every W-2 for all the employees so we can verify them. And so it's a very targeted account. Targeted attack where they want specific information, and then that person unwittingly thinking it's a legitimate email provides all the taxpayers' information, everything you would need to file a tax return to the fraudster.
Well, in fact, I mentioned the Allentown. They got, you know, employee records, HR, everything in that. And it was all because somebody clicked on one email. Amazing. So since both of you are criminal investigators, let's start with Brian. Tell me one of the strangest investigations you've come across in the last couple of years.
Wow. Well, can I say a best story?
Sure.
Okay. So, I'm dating myself here a little bit. This is around Y2K. So this was 1999. I was a young new agent and we were executing a search warrant.
He was 14 at the time.
Exactly. And we were doing a search warrant at a place where a guy was a contractor. He built his own house. It was three stories. It was big and he wasn't paying taxes. He was kind of anti-tax, if you want to call that.
Sure.
And we were looking behind every picture frame and lifting up carpets. We knew he had like a safe somewhere in the house. But hours went by on the search warrant. Hours. Finally, someone peeked behind, and we're in the laundry room, and he shined his flashlight behind the refrigerator and noticed there was a cavern back there. There wasn't a wall. Mm-hmm. And we figured out the refrigerator was on a set of railroad tracks, like model railroad tracks, and it was hooked up to a garage door opener. It's pretty ingenious. You hit the button, it was sort of like a Scooby-Doo episode or a Batman episode, I don't know where, and the refrigerator went back into this hidden room, that cavern. You could walk in there, and this guy had guns, he had money, he had cash, and I don't know, $300,000 in currency in a bag. So we coined it the Y2K room because he was prepared for the whole Y2K thing that
just
was going to happen.
It was a worldwide disaster.
And I remember picking up this bag, and it was the most cash I've ever held at one time. And, you know, but it makes for good stories. But that's the kind of stuff we see. People actually do that stuff.
That's your job. Yeah.
That's our job. And we were, you know, it was exciting to find it because it showed true criminal intent. That money didn't just get there by its own, and that refrigerator on railroad tracks didn't just get there on its own either.
For sure. Kathleen, how about you?
Well, I think one of the my favorite cases, because I think it was successful here, was, and there was a lot of victims, was the identity theft case. So we had a case that actually originated out of Nigeria, but they had some people in the U.S. assisting in the case.
Was this the Nigerian prince who keeps sending me emails?
No, he won the lottery. He's
okay. Right. That's right. Yeah.
No, this was basically, you wouldn't know from the victims on the U.S. side that it involved Nigeria because they had local people in the U.S. Facilitating the fraud. But they got in a hold of not only people's social securities number, but basically everything that you would need for your tax return and what they had last year. So they were able to mimic the tax returns almost identically from the previous year. So no flags went up on our system. We became alerted to the scheme when the legitimate taxpayer then went to file their return and said, well, you've already filed this return. Now, what was very ingenious, I thought, which is a loophole that's now been closed, was they were getting green dot cards. But IRS, like anybody, has controls in place. So it flags if your tax refund goes into a bank account that isn't in your name. Well, with the green dot cards, they would register them in the stolen identity and to whoever the tax return. So then, in fact, once the tax return hit, our system would show John Doe, okay, let's pay the refund. We were able to catch this very much with the assistance of Green Dot because the money coming off the card was going to all the co-conspirators here in the U.S., in which case we were able to track and successfully prosecute. But it's just all those ways where we try to make it more friendlier as the friendlier IRS for the American public, for those who don't have bank accounts and such, and the fraudsters utilize it to their benefit. And so it's always this catch-22.
Yeah, we mentioned this before on the air that there are so many scams, online scams, making the rounds. And here we see them more than perhaps other regions because we have an older population here. We have kind of a reputation as a retirement mecca. And a lot of people are not real technically savvy. Or they're from the generation that trusted strangers, simple as that. And they take advantage of that. And the thing that always gets me is when some scammer, whether it's an IRS scammer or a utility scammer, who knows who, when they demand payments in iTunes cards, wouldn't that be a red light? iTunes cards?
you would think, and when we heard that happening, we were, you know, we could not believe it. You know, it's crazy. But they'll take money in any form
sure.
as possible. Right now, I've been down to my local Home Depot, and they have a sign right there at the registers. Are you buying Home Depot cards
good.
For the IRS? And they mentioned some of the other scams you just mentioned
mm-hmm.
because they're obviously seeing a problem because
yeah.
these criminals will take money in any form as possible. Bitcoin as well, even
That's
harder
right.
to track.
Sure. Well, my grandmother used to pay some small bills in postage stamps and savings stamps. That's how she used to pay some of her bills. We're talking with Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson from the Internal Revenue Service. We're just getting started. Lots more to go on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away. More coming up with the IRS.
Business with a handshake. We've all done it. Don't risk your business and your personal life. Business owners open themselves to liability every day with their customers, their employees, their vendors, and even the public. Do it right and protect yourself and call Menlove Law. I'll help reduce the risk through proper setup and planning. Mention this ad and receive a free consultation. Don't put your business or your family at risk from frivolous lawsuits any longer. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Watch Detail. Prescott Pro Watch are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style. 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
You're ready to wash off the day, do a little laundry, and spruce up the kitchen. You turn on the faucet and no water? Pick up the phone and call me, Bo, at RED Plumbing. With the mineral content in the Quad City water, I see faucets slow to a trickle. Don't wait until that's all you have. We can get you the right water softener to fight mineral buildup before it's a problem. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:44. We're talking tax season with special agents and criminal investigators and public information officers, Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson from the Internal Revenue Service. Kathleen, I just learned during the break that you spent several months out of the Chicago office. I'm glad you weren't there last week, and I bet you are too.
I am definitely, I actually sent my boss there when I was in Chicago this time last year on a detail. And as soon as I heard the weather last week, I shot an email saying it's a good thing I did it last year, not this year.
Yeah, I heard a rumor that the Blackhawks are going to play their hockey games on Lake Michigan. So, wow. Oh, my goodness. So is there any particular area of the country that you find has more unusual tax stories than any other region?
Well, identity theft, Florida was definitely the hotbed for the identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, it started out there, and it was just crazy. The agents there were working 12, 14-hour days. Luckily, we never saw that in Arizona.
Yeah. Now, would Southern California, because of the number of celebrities they have, would that be a hotbed? Because when, say, a Willie Nelson or a Wesley Snipes, somebody like this, gets involved, gets ensnared in a tax cheating thing, it makes headlines. Does that act as a deterrent to other people? Maybe they should get in line?
Yeah, and that's definitely, I mean, part of the integrity of our system, our tax system, is it's voluntary. But, you know, just like my kids aren't going to get in, if they're not going to get in trouble, they might sneak a second cookie.
Yeah.
So the deterrence factor is huge when you hear about celebrities like Wesley Snipes going to prison and such. And it's funny you bring that up because I got on my news feed on my phone, like, 20 celebrities that went bankrupt that you would never have thought of. And I'm like, okay, let's see who they are. As I'm clicking through, at least half of them went bankrupt because of the hiding the income from the IRS. And I said, well, at least we're doing our job, right?
Oh, man. Brian, you were talking about the hole in the wall behind the refrigerator. I remember when the Boston mobster Whitey Bulger was apprehended in Santa Monica, living in plain sight, no less. After many years, they found hundreds of thousands of dollars and firearms in the walls. And when Joe DiMaggio was living in San Francisco during the Bay Area World Series earthquake in 89, his unauthorized biographer states in the book that Joe raced back to his apartment, which was seriously damaged, because supposedly, according to the author, Joe had never declared all the money he had made at those card shows and autograph shows he had gone to for dozens of years. And supposedly, the book says, he had $750,000 stashed away in a great big briefcase in a closet.
Wow.
And that's why he went back into his damaged condo.
And that was in 1989?
That was in 89 during the World Series quake. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Now, what are the three most important things taxpayers can do to protect themselves against the kinds of scams we've been talking about, things like this?
Okay, so I picked this up from the Pima County Sheriff's Auxiliary. Basically, so Pima County is where Tucson is, and there's an area there called Green Valley. It's a retirement community, and they have way more retirees than they have here. So it's an amazing number. And so they get targeted there. So they have a group of volunteers who really go out there and try to educate the citizens there. And they have handouts that they give their people, and there's three things there. Hang up, delete, and shred. Now, if you can do those three things, mm-hmm. you're going to save yourself a lot of aggravation. You know, the biggest thing, hang up. A lot of times, you know, we were joking at lunch today. We actually went out to lunch today with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office, some of their outreach people. And we're talking about that. And we're saying, you know, the millennials, they don't like to even use their phone. And people that are the generation, my parents' generation, they feel like they have to answer the phone. Okay? And first of all, you don't have to answer the phone.
That's true.
And if it's someone you don't know, just hang up on them. We're sometimes way too nice because mm-hmm. the person on the other end of the line, they want to take your money. So, and then the other thing is delete. These malware, the phony emails, the phishing, just delete.
Yeah.
And then shred. Shredding is not as important as it used to be because most crime is actually through the phone and the internet now. But mm-hmm. if you can just hang up, shred, and delete, you're going to save like 90% of your problems right there.
Now, the IRS phone scams are still happening, right?
Yes, it's still going on. I think it's the fourth year that we've been hearing the IRS impersonation scams where they call and demand your tax payment be made. As you brought up earlier, they want it paid in a form of gift card. And why they want that, whether it's Home Depot, iTunes, is because a lot of them are based overseas. You've probably seen some news where they've been busted recently. But the gift card they can use and resell online versus wiring cash overseas, a little more difficult. And, of course, there's no bank account. But mm-hmm. I will tell you, IRS does not want payment in gift cards.
Yeah.
If you go down to our IRS office with the gift cards that Grandma gave you for Christmas, yeah. they're not going to take it. So if yeah. someone...
What are you giving me this for? What am I going to do with this?
Exactly. So if someone's calling you, telling you you have to pay your tax liability today and pay it with gift cards, it's a scam. Hang up. Do not do it.
You know, another clue, too, is when you get the online scammers. You look, you pay some attention to the email address they're sending it from. A lot of them give themselves away with completely stupid IRLs. And you wonder where they came up with that. I was at McDonald's one day, and I logged on my laptop, and I had a choice of networks to click onto. One of the networks was Yellow Death. Why would I click onto that network? I mean, it just boggles the mind sometimes. So I have to ask you, Kathleen, because Brian's already heard this question. When you're taking a flight somewhere and you settle into your seat and a stranger sits next to you, and 10 minutes after liftoff he says, "So what do you do for a living?" I'll bet your answer makes it for a real quiet flight, doesn't it?
It depends on if I feel like talking. I either say I'm an accountant, or if I want to be left alone and enjoy the quiet, I work for the IRS.
And it gets real quiet.
And then it's quiet.
Well, we're going to take a few minutes here to check on local and state news and weather. And we're coming back with Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson from the IRS on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live around the world at KQ&A. Don't go away.
Made to Order is more than simply the best cleaning company, because we offer more than all the rest. Sometimes you need more than just a cleaning service. So Made to Order now provides house and dog sitting, carpet and window cleaning, and property maintenance. Let us know how we can help you. We're your local, trusted, bonded, and insured cleaning service. For your free estimate, call us today at 928-899-8518 or go to PrescottMadeToOrder.com.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas, since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service, where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR, OAC. See dealer for detail.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 4th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. A Senate committee takes up a bill to ensure more students qualify for in-state tuition.
Senator Heather Carter's bill says only one thing should matter when it comes to eligibility for in-state tuition: graduating from an Arizona high school, period. The Cave Creek Republicans proposing what she calls the Arizona tuition rate.
This will allow people who move away from Arizona to come back to continue their education.
Carter points out the bill does not set tuition rates. The bill is scheduled for a hearing Monday in the committee she chairs, the Senate Workforce and Higher Education Committee. Barbara Villa, Arizona News Radio Phoenix.
Rainy, windy, very cold this week, warming only to a mostly cloudy 44 today and Tuesday. A 40% chance of showers today, 70 to 80% tonight through tomorrow night. A late night low near 35 in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, with light rain and snow showers, but 1 to 3 inches of snow expected by very late tomorrow night, with windy highs Wednesday and Thursday near 35 and 40. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, the
same chances for rain and light overnight snow showers with a breezy high today near 56. Tomorrow, a very wet, very windy 53. 45 Wednesday, 48 Thursday. Chilling to pre-dawn lows near 39. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com and stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Is the bull market over? Well, no one really knows for sure, but one thing is certain. It's time to take a second look at what you're doing with your investments. Slight adjustments during times of volatility can make all the difference for the long term, so you don't run out of money before you run out of time. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you again, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Stroh from Bradshaw Family Dental. Have you ever experienced head, face, or jaw pain? Me too. Have you ever wondered if your teeth could be the cause of that pain? The answer is yes. Chronic pain of the head, face, and jaw region is very common and can actually be caused by a number of easy-to-fix dental issues. If any of this describes your current situation, please come see me at Bradshaw Family Dental, where we pride ourselves on treating people like their family. For more information, give us a call at 775-9495 or check us out at BradshawFamilyDental.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
We are back live at 2:38 with Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson from the Internal Revenue Service. Kathleen, give me an example of a scheme where, say, criminals are having fraudulent refunds deposited into the victim's bank account.
Actually, Kathleen will do it. She's got okay. This one good.
So the scheme that we're doing, we kind of refer to it as the IRS impersonation 2.0. Because previously, you know, you want to pay your tax liability. They're hammering you for that. Well, we've put controls in place to prevent, as I mentioned before, tax returns going into someone else's account for a different name. Now what we see the fraudsters are doing with the ID theft is they're filing a false tax return in your name, having the refund deposited in your bank account, then calling you and saying, DJ, this is so-and-so from the IRS. We mistakenly deposited a tax refund in your bank account. Go ahead and look up and verify it. Now, what I need you to do is I need you to withdraw that money and then wire it XYZ this way or another. So it is a very believable scheme because the tax refund, it's a legitimate tax refund. Mm-hmm. It's in your bank account. You didn't file it. It's unprompted. But again, it's unprompted. Any call from the IRS that's unprompted is usually a scheme. And mm-hmm. So if that situation happens and you get a call and you have a tax refund that you did not file in your account, go down to the IRS building, go down to taxpayer services, tell them the situation, mm-hmm. and get it resolved. Because there's two things that need to happen there. One, we don't want the fraudster to get the money, obviously. Right. Secondarily, they've used your account. So there's steps that we need to take as the IRS to put a fraud flag on your account, ID theft, make sure that your tax account is back in right order so that you can file your legitimate return. So any call from the IRS, whether it's refund or not, go down to the actual IRS and get it resolved.
How can people file their taxes online? I've done it a couple times, but it's so easy because the thing that got me, I didn't expect, was once I put in my Social Security number, all of a sudden, my boxes start getting filled automatically with the figures because they have the W-2, right?
From last year, yeah. You can file on irs.gov, and there's an IRS free file, and up to a certain dollar amount, you file for free. After you make a certain amount, there's a thing called fillable forms, and you can also go on there. You can select different companies that you want to choose. Like I have tax software that I put on my computer, and I file electronically just for my own home computer. It's kind of a habit. I mean, I could go to irs.gov, but I like everything on my computer and do it at my pace. But
sure.
And that's the best way to do it. We want everyone to file electronically. I think I asked you this, DJ, last year. What percentage of people, if you were to guess, file electronically in the United States?
Right now, I'd say 40%.
Double that, more.
80%?
We're at 87% of people file electronically.
Isn't that great?
And we're trying to get the other 13 to join the crowd because it's the way to go.
It's
you're going to get everything's going to be more accurate. It's not going to get lost in the mail. Things get processed faster. And here's the key: you get your refund faster.
There you are.
Like last year, I was getting my refund in less than a week.
Mm-hmm.
So we want everyone to file electronically.
Now here in, I don't know if you've kept up with this, but here in Arizona, just in the last couple of days, Governor Ducey vetoed a state tax thing that was going to equalize, I believe, the new tax rates with the tax cut. What do you know about that?
So on the federal side, it doesn't really tie into the federal taxes other than the fact that the Arizona usually conforms to the federal taxes. And mm-hmm. So currently the bill was vetoed, as you said, by Governor Ducey to conform because it also had some additional tax breaks in there that I guess were in dispute. So at this point, it's not. I don't have anything specific. We don't. I know the Department of Revenue, Arizona Department of Revenue, has a lot of information on their website mm-hmm. on what happens if, in fact, you file or not. And so I would direct everybody with those questions to go to the Arizona Department of Revenue and follow that and follow the local news regarding the state conformity law.
Mm-hmm. The big federal tax cut last year, has that confounded and made things more complex for you?
Not what we do. I mean, at the level that Kathleen and I are at, we're on the criminal side. So we don't put people in jail. Well, actually, people don't get sentenced to jail for their bad actions by making a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, you miss a number here or there. We have to prove intent. The biggest thing we have to show is a pattern. And it's not just big dollars. It can be smaller amount, but we have to show that they opened up that hidden bank account in someone else's name. They had money overseas. We have to show it was not an accident.
So sometimes it's not the crime, it's the cover-up, right?
Yes.
That'll get you every time, won't it? Just ask Al Capone, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct. But the tax change did make one big change for most filers, which is there used to be the 1040A, the 1040, the 1040EZ, and now there's just a 1040. Mm-hmm. It's a more streamlined, condensed version. Again, if you use electronic software, you probably won't even notice, but it's more simplistic, streamlined for most Americans to file their personal tax returns.
You know, Brian was saying how important it is to file electronically because it is more accurate. I can still recall several times when I was doing my own taxes by hand, and I thought I was accurate, and then 4 or 5 months later, I get a letter from the IRS saying I've either underpaid or overpaid, and they have either a refund or the bill waiting for me. So apparently someone's looking at that after I send it.
Oh, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yes. And that's the thing. When you do the file electronically and use a tax software program, yeah. either you or if you hire someone, your numbers are all going to match out. I can't even imagine going back to paper. I did paper when I was my first job at a car wash when I was 15 years old, and mm-hmm. my dad helped me, and it was paper. And I can't even imagine going back to that now.
Oh, yeah. Sure. So aside from the new Form 1040, larger standard deduction, right? Anything
correct.
Else new effective this year?
Well, yeah. You mentioned the standard deduction, and the big thing with that is a lot less people will be itemizing. So in one aspect, you don't have to keep as many receipts if you're nowhere near going over it. But And I thought that too. And then someone pointed out to me, well, no, when you file your Arizona return, you'll want to claim it because Arizona allows you to take medical deductions. So like, for instance, on the federal return, there's a threshold. You have to a minimum threshold to be able to claim any medical on your federal return. But Arizona, there is no minimum. So you want to track all your medical expenses for your Arizona return. And that's why you also want to track your itemized expenses as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, in 10 days, it's Valentine's Day. And how's this for a segue? I understand you have a sweetheart scam to tell us about.
Yes. So it's also known as a romance scam. And, you know, we don't work a lot of these cases, but they show up on our radar. And this is it. It's mostly happening to an older generation. People that think of someone who's been married for 40 or 50 years. Lifetime partner passes away. So it could be a man or woman, widow, widower, and they're lonely. You used to having a, you know, companionship, someone you have dinner with every night, someone you go on vacation with, someone you've raised children, and you're lonely. So you go on, you know, Facebook or My Time or one of these sites, and you're just making friends, and then all of a sudden someone friends you, and they're very attractive. And they start saying nice things about you. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, you're handsome. Oh, and they send flowers or a poem or just flower you with just nice things. And then before you know it, they're your online boyfriend, girlfriend. And you've never met them, but they send texts. They do all this stuff. Well, then what happens? At some point, they get stuck working on the oil rig overseas, or, you know, they're an international business person and their credit card gets stolen and they can't get out of the country because I want to come visit you, they say. And so what do? They ask for money.
Of course.
And then you give them some money and then there's something else. And before you know it, you're out $10,000. And then we'll actually, our people in our who watch these wires going in and out of the country, they'll contact them. Mm-hmm. And they'll say, hey, DJ, stop sending money to this woman over in this country because she's a scammer. Oh, no, she's not. That's, you know, like they refuse. Love blinds.
Oh, it does. Sure does.
The smartest people. Mm-hmm. And they just make really bad decisions because you're in love. I mean, just like when we're all teenagers and we were madly in love with someone and you just couldn't think past tomorrow.
Yep.
Well, it sometimes happens to people in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s.
You know, you must have seen a little thought bubble above my head because I was just about to ask either you or Kathleen, how often do you find people who are being victimized? Maybe they've shown a little too much of themselves on social media because you know scammers look for this stuff on social media.
And I think that's a big point. Everything you put on social media is information about you. And we're seeing this not so much on the tax fraud side, but we hear it because we work with the community and everything else on grandparents being targeted because they're friends with their kids and their grandkids on Facebook. And so a fraudster looks at their profile, gets to know it, and then we'll call them up and say, you know what? Jimmy's just been arrested for a DUI. And he's in, you know, Yavapai Sheriff's Office. We need X amount of dollars wired right now to get him out. And they know enough about them that the grandmother says, oh, geez, I got to take care of him. I want to help. And you lose thousands and thousands of dollars to it. And so it's a big issue, especially for those who are, you know, on social media and aren't familiar with the privacy settings and maybe are just posting whatever they think because they just, you know, lose sight for that. Everybody can see it, not just my grandkids.
I have an audience.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I meant to ask you, because years ago I worked in a restaurant business, and I had a manager who would never take a day off, would never take a vacation. You know what's coming here. Well, he got sick for a couple of weeks and couldn't come in. He was hospitalized, and we found out why he never took a vacation. The owner got in there and said, what in the world? How often, what are some of the things you look for in a criminal investigation, especially regarding a business?
So with businesses, the huge targets are the individuals or businesses where the owners are hands off and they have one or two people doing all the bookkeeping. And I saw this previously when I worked at a forensic accountant. For years, embezzlement is a huge issue. And we used to always say, give us your best employee who, as you said, never takes a vacation, comes in on the weekends, doesn't want anybody to do their work, because that's the person. Yeah. It's a huge red flag. And the other red flag is, of course, any change in lifestyle. Any change in sudden wealth, mm-hmm. buying something, especially a business, you know what people are making. But that even on our cases here, you see, it's, you know, again, is someone on a Honda salary driving a Mercedes? It doesn't make sense.
My second radio job was in Oklahoma. We had a local car dealer who had promoted his longtime secretary to auditor. And her husband was out of work. Yet, mysteriously, now they have a brand new car, then a new house, then they open a barbecue restaurant, then they bought a plane. When they bought a plane, the owner of the Chevy dealership said, okay, something's not quite right here. And sure enough, yeah, she was embezzling. Yeah. I mean, there are, you know, here in northern Arizona, we do news stories all the time about drug runners being caught on I-40, I believe, near Ash Fork. And it's like they're always getting pulled over because these drug runners who are carrying $1 million worth of cash and drugs, they have a broken taillight or they're speeding, you know, or they don't have the license plate. You go, if you're going to do something that stupid, you better make sure you're not going to be a magnet. But it happens, too, in your business, doesn't it?
It's true. I mean, the smallest thing usually tips off. They say, like, especially embezzlement and internal fraud, almost the majority of them are found by mistakes.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times in we reach out to the public, not only for their safety, but also for ours, for tips to it.
Sure.
We get a lot of tips from employees that, you know, business owners that are doing something. We get it. Ex-wives are a good source of information.
Oh, I can imagine. Did you ever see the movie Blue Jasmine? With Kate Blanchett and Alec Baldwin, she blows the whistle on her Wall Street husband after she catches him having an affair. It's a great movie.
Hell hath no fury.
That's right. That's true. We've been speaking with Kathleen Neary and Brian Watson from the Phoenix branch of the Internal Revenue Service. If our listeners have questions for you, how can they contact you?
Well, just irs.gov is the best
That's
way.
That's a storehouse of so much.
You know what? We get 2.2 billion annual page views a year on irs.gov.
Wow.
It's incredible. I use it all the time.
Yeah.
And just for forms, if I have a question, mm-hmm. I start there. So we want people to start there. Then they can call the 800 number. Mm-hmm. But especially with the shutdown this year, we're sending people to the website first.
Smart. Very good. Kathleen, Brian, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. We've all learned a great deal and had some fun today. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's guest coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Bye.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, you know, the Oscars are coming up on the 24th of this month in the Harkins Theater. The 14 screen in Prescott Valley from the 15th to the 24th. They are going to carry all 8 Best Picture nominees. Now, there were some snubs in these Oscar nominations, including Bradley Cooper. He was shut out of director for A Star is Born, my pick for the best film of the year. But then again, too, when you allow 8 Best Picture nominees and only 5 slots for Best Director, somebody is going to miss out. Also, Timothy Chalamet, who was in Beautiful Boy, he was shut out of a Best Supporting Actor nomination, even though he earned one last year for Call Me By Your Name. Emily Blunt somehow left out of the Best Actress nominees, and so was Mary Poppins Returns. How in the world can you not name Mary Poppins Returns as one of the 8 Best Pictures of the year? Also, Crazy Rich Asians made a lot of money. It was very popular across the board and across the demographics. No nomination for Best Picture. Ryan Gosling in First Man, yep, same thing. No nomination. Plus, Ethan Hawke in First Reforms. There's always snubs in the Oscar season. That comes up on the 24th. In the meantime, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock. We've got Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, coming your way at 4. Join me again tomorrow when my guest is Max Richmond from the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare at 2 o'clock tomorrow, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.